tired, overwhelmed, going through the same cycle over and over and over again? Are you ready to just jump off the merry-go-round? Yeah, I get it. I've been there, and we are all living a journey where we need to rest. The Renewal Well podcast takes the opportunity to reset twice a week with the foundation of God's Word and authentic stories shared from your host, me, Tiffany M. Ruffner. We'll explore together with Christ as our light. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Renewal Well podcast. I am your host, Tiffany M. Ruffner. This is episode number 5, and I am just so delighted to be here with you all today. So in the last episode, we looked at chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke and Martha's exhaustion, right? And just basically her seeing that she needed help, but Jesus told her that she did not choose the necessary one thing that Mary chose. So in this episode, we're going to see how self-care is helpful by examining something we see earlier in the same chapter 10 of the Gospel of Luke. So in verses 25 through 37, I'm going to go ahead and read that. And it says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." So this man was seeking to justify his acts and not really showing love. I want to look at how in verse 27, it mentions to love your neighbor as yourself. I'm going to go back up, and it says, "So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.'" So many people get this wrong by either loving their neighbor more than they love themselves or loving themselves more than they love their neighbor. The command says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is where I believe self-care becomes vitally important. If you never take the time to love on yourself by taking time to stow away, as Jesus did constantly, spending hours with the Father before the start of the day, then you will find yourself depleted. I've experienced such a season, although I have not really, I've experienced seasons like this in the past, and I'm in one of those type of seasons right now where I'm up early in the morning, We have one vehicle, so I'm dropping my husband off at work at four something in the morning, then taking my bonus son to school at around 8 o'clock. But in between that time, I am doing some of the gig economy stuff. So I'm working in between that time, and then I'm working after that. And then I'm really just trying to find my balance in all of it because I'm also building a business. I'm also taking classes through eCornell. I'm just doing a lot of different things, right? But the most important thing that I always see is the thing that Jesus said to Mary, I mean to Martha, about Mary, which was that she chose the one necessary thing. And we can talk about, like, having that one thing or that one focus. Mine's is always the Word of God and His Word. This is why my husband and I was studying this last night. Let me see if I can find out where it is. BibleGateway.com. But as I'm looking that up, my husband and I were discussing. Actually, I think it was in Deuteronomy. Okay. That's not gonna work. I'm gonna have to do a Google search. And so I'm gonna read it from Matthew, but I know it's Deuteronomy 8. So in Matthew 4, verse 4, this is when Jesus was being tempted by the devil during his fast, right? And so the Amplified Classic Bible says, "But he replied, 'It has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.'" And if I go back to Deuteronomy 8 and read that, I know I spelled it wrong. Okay. I'm gonna go back to chapter 8 of Deuteronomy, and it says, "Be careful to obey all," this is the New Living Translation, "be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good." Verse 6. "So obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him." So I'm reading this because it shows us that our steps are actually ordered by the Word of God. And because of that's the one thing that I choose to stand on. That's the one thing for me. So if I don't do anything, I make sure that I have a word from the Lord. I will ask him in the morning, and sometimes I'm not really sure where it's going to lead me, but I need to have his word. I need to know what he is saying to me in this season. And a lot of times, people go by what other people are saying, and it's not really safe to do that. You have to spend some time with God yourself. And I'm saying it's not safe to do it because you could end up following somebody who is in error, even if you knew them in the past to never be in error. They could be in an error season because maybe they're not spending time in their word or their personal time with God. And maybe they have neglected their own self-care And if you're listening to somebody who has been neglecting their own self-care and they haven't even gotten away or spent time with the Lord during those times, and, you know, they could have a season kind of like how mine is, like it's really hard to find that time in the morning, but it's so good to find some time any time of the day, right? Any time of the day, if you can just get in a few minutes to see what God is saying to you, you won't be neglecting your self-care. So most people, when they are giving to others and neglecting themselves, they begin to expect some type of earthly reward. When they don't receive it, they become bitter, jealous, angry, and may even become selfish, or they'll keep pouring because they think that that's right, but never get the time that they need to rest, and it ends up affecting their health. So these are some consequences when a person finds themselves in this place that they are not getting the self-care that they need. It can end up affecting their bodies. And once it affects their bodies, they're forced to slow down and stop because their body won't allow them to continue to operate in this manner. So this is one of the things that we should be aware of for ourselves. But also, if you are listening to others and you're just receiving a word, you want to be aware of what's going on. Now, sometimes it could be something outside of that. They could just be under attack about something. We want to always pray, whether or not the person is not spending the time that they need to with the Father, and we're listening to them, we want to pray for them. We want to uplift them. So maybe that they will be able to find that time, or maybe the Lord will speak to them in a dream, because sometimes that's the way that He will speak to some of us if we're not able to even get time away. Now, I'm not a person that experiences that, but I know a lot of people who get dreams from the Lord. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone that is listening today, so that we can be aware of what's going on currently. So I like to talk about goals a lot, and I like to look at my goals. And I have a weekly Clubhouse house that I told you all about last week, where we look at our goals, are the one thing for the week. And I like to keep it simple, right? To have that one thing, and to look at one thing that's related to the one thing every day. So taking actions for our future self and yet neglecting our current self is what can affect our future self. And what I mean by that is we have to think of ourselves in a whole, as a whole, right? In the sense as we don't want to just look at one area, such as I'm building a business. So if I'm focused only on building the business and I put that as my one thing and I neglect everything else, there's going to be some effects to my future self that I don't want to see. Why? Because if I'm just focused on business, I may neglect my health. I may neglect the relationships in my life. I may neglect, I can say finances, but sometimes when people are building businesses, that's part of the process. So maybe not neglecting finances, but sometimes some people do. They might take out certain types of loans that are not beneficial, you know, just not reading contracts. If I'm so focused on building a business, but that I forget my calling, that's not good. Also, faith. Like, what is your faith life like? So, and then also how we organize things, or how we look at things, taking time to look over things with God to do the things that He's calling us to do, so that this could be looked at as time planning, preparation, and organization. These are all different areas where we need to look at, because we're not one dimensional. So if we have a goal that is 3 or 5 years away, and we're like, okay, I want to have a 7-figure blossoming business, but we're not taking care of our health because it was like, oh, well, I just don't have time to get to that right now. I don't have time to do a HIIT workout. HIIT workouts are really quick, but you can literally be in a sense of thinking about all of the different things that you can say that I don't have time for that because I have to pour all of my energy into the business building. And if you don't take care of your health, if you don't take care of the way that you're eating, that will show up on the wrong side of the end 5 years from now, because you don't see it today. You don't see a change happening today. A lot of people tend to neglect that. I forget what it's called. Not self-sacrifice. Oh my goodness. I can't remember it exactly, but it's just a way of thinking about things. Like, okay, like you don't see, is it discipline? I'm sorry, y'all. I can't think of the word, but it's something that always comes to my mind, because this is how I learned, like in school. I was a straight A student for a few years, like most of elementary. And then I had an ex-boyfriend at the time. He had challenged me. He basically was calling Americans dumb. He was not from America. And that was really dumb for him to say that. But he said that Americans are dumb. And I was just like, got to prove it to him. I stopped achieving in school because of people that was around me. So that was kind of like I was in a people pleasing stage. But when I heard that challenge and he tried to say that Americans were dumb, I was like, I'm about to get a 4.0 just like him, because I'm not dumb. And I got it. And so anyway, I said all of that to say, like, it takes certain steps, because I knew I had to just follow what it took to get the 4.0. Look at the syllabus, complete my work on time, turn it in, ask questions, talk with the instructor, all of the different things that goes into getting the type of grades that I wanted to see on the back end. That is the same thing that we have to do when we're looking at all of these areas of our life. It's like, okay, if this is my goal in this area, then this is what I need to do to get to this. And so these are the things that we look at when we are learning how to become good stewards and master these areas and help our future selves. But this is nearly impossible to take an assessment of if we haven't been minding our own lives or minding our own business, and we have just been on autopilot and letting life happen, and what some call drifting. So I have a challenge for those of you who are listening today to write down some of your goals in these areas to see yourself 3 years from now. And if that's too far ahead, try seeing yourself at the end of this year, or the end of next quarter, or the end of next month, or this month, if this is the beginning of the month that you're listening to this. And just see, you know, what type of health goals, or where do you want to see your health 30 days from now? Or where do you want to see your relationships a year from now? You know, how do you see your finances in 3 years? You know, how do you see yourself walking out your calling? If you don't even know your calling, that's the first step, right? To seek God and go in prayer, maybe even fast, to see what he's called you to do. There's also faith. So it's all of these different areas that we can begin to sit with God and make plans with him. Ask him, what is the blueprint for my life? You know, what is the book that is written of me, that you have written of me? And see where he takes us. And so that is all that I have to share today. Y'all, I am going to get it together one day and put some music at the end of these episodes. But for now, I'm just leaving it as it is. We show up here on Mondays and Thursdays at the Renewal Well. If this is your first time here, welcome. Please come and join us over on Clubhouse and the Wisdom app. Just go to therenewalwell.com. I am over there. You will see all the links to everything over there. And also, we're doing donations for Charity Water. So if you could go ahead and go over there and donate. I think I might take it off of a campaign where it ends at a certain date. I don't know if I could do that. I might just keep extending the date, but I just want us to be able to continue to do that. I might even just change it to the amount of episodes that'll be in this season. And then, not episodes, but weeks that we're here for this season. But I would love to see if anybody would also donate along to that cause for building clean water in areas that need it. That is it for today. You all have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless.